KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. The Monkees are flying to Hummer Tickets Stock 2005 at the Plano Center. Friday and Saturday, February 18th and 19th. Brought to you by Miller Lite and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. Too bad.
We will look in on the little Mavericks weekend here in a bit. Right now, though, time to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by the Metropolitan.
Great place to eat.
Great place to drink.
Right. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello. To the most abrasive, over-the-top personality. You know, I was talking to somebody just the other night who was bemoaning the fact that whereas it used to be five nights a week at the Barley House, it's now a very rare thing. Talk about giving it up.
I have not given it up.
Oh, yeah?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you have.
I have not.
Please.
Here's Cobra.
Hey. Hold still. There might be a venomous snake on the couch.
The Tsunami Telethon, broadcast on NBC and every single NBC affiliate, so far, according to the latest tabulation, has brought in more than $150 million. Straight, direct to the Red Cross.
Oh my God.
That's pretty good.
$150 million.
It's a little bit better than we did.
$150, that's great. I don't remember what they raised that night. They had the 9/11 telethon, which was very similar, the crowd.
Haven't we raised about enough money to get...
to build a new country?
Yeah, to get Sri Lanka under control here, though.
Well, it's a competition now. Who can raise the most money?
Okay, it's the biggest disaster this world has seen.
I know, and don't we just about have enough to get things fixed over there?
Probably not.
Get people squared away again.
I mean,
sooner or later,
it's not going to be a matter of money. They're going to have enough money. It's just going to be manpower.
Buy them new bicycles and get them going.
And, you know, getting things fixed and repaired. Yeah, you know, I will say this. You know, I love Bill O'Reilly. But boy, he acted like an a-hole on that thing.
You watched it?
I didn't watch it, but I saw clips of it.
What did he do?
Well, he was just real condescending, and then he got on his show that night, and he just wasn't real good about it. I mean, this is pretty good. People are giving their time, and they're giving their money.
Right.
And he was on there just real cynical, like, you know, well, we'll see what they do. I mean, we'll see. Yeah, I was there. They wanted me to be there, and, you know, we'll see. I was very disappointed. I mean, if he didn't want to do it and he doesn't believe it, don't go on. But don't go on and then try to capitalize on it.
Well, he's a horse's ass, you know?
He is a jerk.
He's one of those guys that's not happy unless he's unhappy.
Maybe so. Still good, though. I watch him every night.
Let's see. Johnny Depp, DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, Drew Barrymore, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, Nicolas Cage. They were all back there answering phones. Or supposedly. They were probably just setting up nookie calls.
And Meg Mallon.
No, Meg Mallon, Greg, from the LPGA Tour was not there. God.
Why do you say that? Maybe they were back there answering phones.
How do we know?
Well, we don't.
Do we know anybody that talked to them?
No, we don't. Lenny Kravitz sang Let Love Rule early on, which I would have been into.
Did he wear his snake pants?
I'm sure he did.
Snake.
Elton John sang Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. Insert pedophile joke here.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
Annie Lennox and Sarah McLachlan sang songs. Brian Wilson sang Love and Mercy. I don't even know what that is.
Love and mercy. Go together like a horse and hearse.
What?
You ever heard that before?
No. Oh, it sounds great. Renee Zellweger, Clint Eastwood, Morgan Freeman, Kevin Spacey, Halle Berry, Meg Ryan, Hugh Grant, and Dan Marino also showed up to donate.
Dan Marino was not there. I caught that.
That's a sneaky default.
So was Robert De Niro and Tim Robbins. Jay Leno was the de facto host. So it was a big night for tsunami relief. And congratulations to the United States for raising over $150 million so far.
That's good.
Very proud of you. Michael, a band that you once broke up. This could be a community quick hit, but we're going to stick it in here in E-News.
Because you don't have anything else?
No, we have quite a bit.
By the way, Mike's request during the break, and worked out so far.
Cobra.
And what request was that?
To get this thing out of the ditch and actually come up with some good stories.
Oh, Mike.
That's my favorite drop.
I was just kind of hoping that we might be able to do that today, but
we still got a few minutes left, but I'm not holding much hope.
Back in Black, the band that you broke up, remember that?
Yes.
We were at the Dallas Observer Music Awards. Mike made a backhanded compliment towards Back in Black. Or actually, it wasn't even a backhanded compliment. You basically ripped them. Well, they have a new record, a new original CD. So a cover band has put out all originals, and it's being described as AC/DC meets Jet.
That makes entertainment news?
Well, here's the deal. Their first single, Drop the Bomb, according to them, is currently on rotation on 93.3 The Bone.
Do you have it?
I couldn't find it.
What's it called?
Drop the Bomb.
Hmm.
And I'm just wondering if...
Didn't the Gap Band do that?
Let's take a listen to this.
Man, this sucks!
Hey, watch out, the guy
wants... AC/DC.
He'll want to fight you again, Ryan.
Bring it on.
That guy sounds exactly like the...
Brian Johnson?
Yes. I mean,
they're pretty close.
They're taking ripping off to an all-new level.
You know what? I'd kind of like to see them do their AC/DC gag, because that's pretty good.
Well, that is good.
I bet they sound pretty damn close live.
I bet they do. That's not bad. I mean, it sounds just like AC/DC.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the idea for a band like them is to get as close as you can.
How about some new Tom Petty stuff?
We'll see.
Heat that would get quite that motor.
Ashley Simpson on being booed at the Orange Bowl. She was booed out of the stadium.
Well, who's she blaming it on?
Well, here we go. She says, well, see, here's the deal. There were no ear monitors when we went on stage. So I just don't think it sounded right, and they just booed us.
Now, here's the deal. You suck.
She says, and you try to sing in a stadium where you can't hear yourself. It's kind of hard, you know?
Well, then how'd the dude with the dirt farmer hat do it?
No, he sucked too, Greg.
Well, he may have sucked, but he didn't suck like that.
The problem is you compound her Saturday Night Live appearance, the fact that she sucks, and number three, that crowd's not her demo.
Well, she said this about the crowd. She says, I was facing the Oklahoma Sooners, which I think had a big hand, and I was rooting for USC, and I think they played it. I think they must have played a clip of me. People booed me.
No, that wasn't it at all.
Such a lie! I was there. There's no clip of her cheering. So then the whoever's doing the interview started asking her questions, and she got mad, and she says, well, maybe they were booing at me. Maybe they were booing at the whole halftime show because the whole thing sucked.
She said that?
Yeah.
Why didn't she just come out and say that?
I don't know. She was
trying to lie.
I know.
But yeah, they booed the hell out of us because the whole halftime show sucked. Wouldn't you have respect for her?
I would.
Just came right out and said that. Quit watching
Clarkson
television.
Suck. I'm not watching television.
Both of you are.
No.
It's all they do.
Kelly Clarkson didn't suck.
We're getting ready to go TV off.
Yeah, she did.
But she didn't get booed.
I wasn't watching.
We can go TV off.
I know, but I wasn't watching. I was listening to you.
You weren't looking at him. You were looking at the television.
Angelina Jolie has had to speak out because of all the Brad Pitt rumors since the breakup between he and Jennifer. Mm. She says, I've been painted as the Wicked Witch of the West and a marriage wrecker. But all I've ever been to Brad is a shoulder to cry on and a receptacle.
A what?
Half the world believes we had an affair,
receptacle?
And I'm the one to blame for his split. But the truth is, I was there to help him through this pain. He longs to be a father, and he's been in emotional turmoil for a long time because that hasn't happened for him.
Do you think they've had sex?
There is a 100% chance they have been banging.
I mean, do you blame him?
No, I...
Do you blame her?
He should have never got married.
I mean,
the rest of us.
Anytime any Hollywood hunk, young, decides to get married, they should have to have a weekend seminar with George Clooney.
They should. Clooney should have some sort of...
He should say, no, okay, all right.
They
okay,
should have a weekend seminar with George Clooney and spend a week with George Dunham. That'll keep him from getting married.
Yeah.
It needs to be a seminar where it's just Clooney sitting up there at a desk. Clooney picks up the phone, calls some girl, and is like, I need you to be here in 11 minutes and bring 20 hot friends with you. Then they show up, and he's like, see how easy it is?
Yeah!
Nookie everywhere.
Because it did make a lot of sense. Because, I mean, they get married to get divorced.
Yeah, they always end up getting divorced. Brett
Pitt. Maybe he really does long to be a father.
You know what? I bet he does.
Now, speaking of that, how's your baby making going?
Okay. I knew that was way too sincere for you.
No. It's just an avenue to get in there.
Exactly. Maybe he really longs
for a child.
To have a baby. Screwed your wife last night? It's going good. It's really coming along. By the way, you know...
So to speak.
Right.
Do you know who they originally tried to cast for Terry Hatcher's role in Desperate Housewives?
Larry Bud Melman.
DeFault!
Hank Anderson.
Zacharias Moussaoui.
Anytime you guess a name now, it's Larry Bud Melman with him. And it's always the same inflection. Larry Bud Melman. You were right. Pam Anderson.
Really?
She turned it down.
You can guess.
And now she's freaking out. How bummed she is. Now, would she be good at that role? Or is she too Pam? Do you only see her as Pam Anderson?
I view her more in the Nicolette Sheridan mold than the Terry Hatcher.
See, I can't take Pam Anderson seriously, like on TV, unless she's in like a Nookie film. Because...
Cartoon boobs.
Yes. Her boobs are too cartoony. I mean, that's why she's the ultimate Nookie girl and can only be in Nookie roles.
Hmm.
It's true.
You wait, you know what's going to happen now?
Nookie.
They'll offer some other role and she'll take it, hoping she can catch lightning in a bottle like
that. On that show?
No, just they'll come up with something.
They'll come up with some chick kind of show
right. And whatever it is, they'll
it'll
offer
fail.
To her and
no, they'll give it to her and it'll fail.
She'll take it immediately. And
it'll be on K-Star or something.
And the number one film in America is Coach Carter. That's the remake of the
I'm
TV show Carter
in
Country.
Kind of interested.
It's not.
You guys watch Carter Country?
You bet.
Hamlet. Whoa. Did you watch that?
Bands.
No.
Did you, Danny?
No.
You didn't watch Carter Country?
No, it looked stupid.
I used to watch it every day after school.
It had Victor
dumb.
French in it, the same guy that was in Little House on the Prairie.
And what was the Southern Baptist guy's name that was the mayor? You should know this, sitcom
I
boy.
I can't remember what his name... Yeah, I'll think of it here in a second.
All right.
I thought Frank Sutton was dead.
I watched Night Court and Hello, Larry. And that's it.
You didn't watch Hello, Larry.
Another default.
They've had like six episodes of it.
They've season and a half. Actually, two and a half seasons, Greg.
They had Kim Richards in it, though.
Mm.
She's about as hot
and
as
Metal Arc Lemon.
Once.
He was the sporting goods. No, he was a regular.
He was. He owned
yeah, he was McLean Stevenson's best friend and owned a sporting goods store.
All right, we got to go. Way to get it right out of the ditch.
Wow.
Thank you.
It's in there deeper than ever. All right, some Mavericks quick hits next.